Okay, let's go to step three then. Third step, you must give yourself the gift of aerobic power. The gift of aerobic power. Now, what is aerobic power? And I'm going to cover this very briefly because it's pretty fundamental. And we cover this in more detail, obviously, when you actually do it. But I just want to bring it to your attention. When I think about what's most important, I got to have oxygen. I got to have water. And notice, I haven't gotten the food yet. I'm already going to aerobic power. The reason is it relates to my oxygen ability. Anaerobic means without oxygen. That's how most people live their life. That's how most people exercise. This was me in my exercise regimen in the past, years ago. I would run. I wouldn't work out for several days. I'd be stressed because I knew I should have worked out. So I'd jump on the Stairmaster, push it up to level 5,000, right, straight up, and go on this thing as hard as I could go, my back out of joint, doing it like this, going as hard as I could possibly go, right, sweating like crazy, and I organize the thing so I could do it for 45 minutes. I walk away, sort of. I got pain in every part of my body. I wake up the next day, I couldn't move, and for some reason, I didn't feel like exercising. Plus, I was stressed, plus I had already had stress in my life. Adding that stress was not something I wanted to do. For some reason, I linked pain to this. Right? And it didn't make me more healthy, did it? In fact, I got injured a lot of times because my idea of exercise was I wasn't exercising unless I was ready to spit up blood and broken through 25 walls. I've lifted unbelievable amounts of weights. I'd pushed through it all because I was a man's man, right? Stupid is what I was. Stupid. Because there's a difference between health and fitness. What was my whole focus on at that point? Fitness. So I was fit. I was bulky. I had all these muscles protruding. But I had zero energy level. Look at bodybuilders, and there's a few of them in this room. Fact is, you're a bodybuilder. It's one thing to be a bodybuilder. It's another thing to have endurance. There's all kinds of research done. Where you take just little, meme-y little vegetarian guys, office workers, holding up their little hands like this, and you take a bodybuilder and ask them to hold their hands out like this for 15 minutes. Can't do it. They lift all these huge weights. But what's happened is they just don't have it. Or ask them to go on sprints with you. Sprints they can do, ask them to go for a long distance run, they collapse. Because what's happened is these people do not have aerobic power. And what you need is health first, then the fitness. And the health comes from the aerobic base, not going out and killing yourself out there. If you're exercising with pain and you don't have an aerobic base, you're making a huge mistake. You must be exercising where you could carry on a conversation while you're doing it. This idea of no pain, no gain is the biggest lie in our culture, and it hurts people. It's why most people don't exercise, because we all avoid pain. Now, I will work out and lift weights and push myself through a level of discomfort to grow if I want, but that's not my primary workout anymore. I may not look so big anymore, but I'll tell you what, I got 10 times the energy and 10 times the health, and I'm not constricted in having things biting me on a regular basis. You know what I mean by that in terms of muscles? So let's put a couple notes here. What's the difference between fitness and health? Fitness is the physical ability to perform athletic activity, which we all want. But we want that after we've built health. Health is the state in which all the systems of the body, your nervous system, your muscular system, your circulatory system, your digestive system, your lymphatics, your hormonal, are all working optimally. Optimally. Now, how can you achieve the optimum balance of health and fitness? The answer is you must train your metabolism. Is train your metabolism. People tell me all the time, well, my metabolism just doesn't allow me to burn any fat. You're right. Your metabolism doesn't burn fat because you're a sugar burner. The reason you're a sugar burner is you are constantly in a fight or flight mode. You're constantly in what we call an anaerobic state. How many know what I'm talking about here? Okay? So your adrenal glands are always pumping. You're stressing. You're responding to the traffic, the people around you. What's going on? Or you're feeding yourself sugar a lot of the time. So you've trained your body to burn sugar. Sugar has a fast burn, gives you a lot of energy, and then it's gone. And what happens now is you got no energy left over. People exercise in ways that make them anaerobic, which then magnifies the problems they have. Some people go out and start exercising, and they get in worse shape. And so then they go, I don't want to exercise because I'm in worse shape when I exercise. I want to do nothing. I guess if I wasn't so stressed, it'd be okay if my life wasn't so busy, because they're exercising inappropriately. You must build health first by aerobic training. So how do we do that? Turn the page and we'll show you.